All right, guys, I'm at Renegade Harley-Davidson, and I'm going to take my first look at the new Grand Tour Pack. I'm also going to look at a King Pack. So we're going to talk about the differences in the size, the features, what's different with this Grand Tour Pack, because there are a few new features, and there's been some discussion because in the press release it says they're the same size, but I don't think they really are. Let's talk about it. All right, guys, let's take a tour, open this Tour Pack up and take a look. So right there, right off the bat, is one of those new things, power port. Inside the Tour Pack. Now this liner is also one of the things they tout as a new feature. This is removable. You can take this out. Now right there we can see the speakers. So the speakers on this are really cut into the Tour Pack. They're not mounted to the exterior shell. They're part of it. So that's interesting to me. The other thing that I find interesting is you can see this back here. This is really thick. We'll explain why in just a second. There's that new pouch for products there. So let's take a look behind this. So you can see here, on the side here, we have a really thin wall right there, just a thin wall. That's the way Tour Packs traditionally were. Well, now we have this filler section in the back where the light goes. And from what I understand, there's electronics inside there. I don't know if they're just for the light or if there's more to that. But if you buy one of these in the aftermarket that doesn't have the light, I think it's still going to have that recess that we were just going to have a solid body panel out here and we're going to lose that space. But that's the other thing to find out. But we're going to have to get one from the parts and accessories to see that. But you can see right here, there's a seam. And this light is available in the parts and accessories. So I'm thinking if you got a parts and accessories one, you could buy the light. You're going to have to find this part. And I couldn't find this in the parts and accessories. This might be in the OEM. But you'd have to find this and have it painted to match or get a color match one from Harley-Davidson. And then you could convert one that does not have the light in it from parts and accessories to one of these if you did it that way. It's just a lot of people are asking, can you do this, can you do that? So I'm trying to figure out what you can do. Now, the shape on this is actually different than the King Tour Pack. And that is part of this is that they say you can put two helmets down in here, two large full-face helmets. And the redesign is part of this, this bubble up here, how this comes up, and that is so that you have that clearance for the helmets that are in the center there. That's what that's about. Of course, we have a Tour Pack luggage rack so that we can strap stuff on the top. Now let's go take a look at a King Tour Pack. Now Renegade pulled out one for me to take a look at here. So this is a limited, an older edition, and it's got speakers in it and everything. But the Tour Pack is different. And you can see right off the top what I was talking about, that bubble's not there in the center. Let's open this up. So they did have, it looks like, a hole in here and a power port in the older models. And we have a little pouch back here and stuff. This is a used model and somebody's put an organizer in the top. I don't think that's factory. They've also put a little Hogworks shorty antenna on it. By the way, if anybody's looking for used limiteds, Renegade stocked up for all those people that didn't want the new electronics. This is your place to come get one. See how there's not a license plate holder on the bike down low? It was intended to be mounted on the Tour Pack on these older models, and the new ones have it up or have it down on the fender so that when you take the Tour Pack off, you don't have to deal with that. So we'll talk about the dimensions and some of that stuff as well, but that's the big difference in the design, what they look like on the inside. Personally, after looking at them, I like the new design. I think they've redesigned the backrest and all this stuff in this new one to be more ergonomically comfortable for passengers and stuff. If you didn't know, this little, let me see if I get you a look at it here. So this backrest pad, you can actually, they have a parts and accessories to replace this with a heated one. So the passenger can even have a heated backrest to go with the heated seat. I think the audio looks better in this. This looks really good to me. Now, I don't know that there's any controls for the passenger for audio though, like there was on the old ones. That does seem to be a change that's missing. So I guess if you don't want your passenger to change your audio, you want a new bike where she can't play with stuff. Yep. No audio controls for the passenger. So that's another change. All right, I'm back in the shop. I forgot to take a tape measure or a yardstick with me to Renegade to actually measure the dimensions of the new Tour Pack versus the old Tour Pack. But don't worry, we're still going to be able to talk about those dimensions because I have all the specifications. Now, in the press release, it said the Grand Tour Pack and the King Tour Pack were the same size. And as you're about to see, they are not the same size. They're not even the same capacity. So the new Grand Tour Pack is like 4,008 cubic inches. That's 2.32 cubic feet. The height is 15.2 inches. Length is 23.1 inches. And width is 28.5. Now here's the dimensions for the King Tour Pack. And I don't have one personally, But me and my wife both run Chop Packs, and I think these dimensions are pretty much the same, except for the fact that the height is different. Now, this is an Advanced Black one. Mine is a Harley-Davidson OEM one. And the King Tour Pack that came on the previous generation Limiteds had a higher capacity, 4,290 cubic inches. That's 2.48 cubic feet. The height is 13.7 inches. The length is 22 inches. And the width is 25.9. So the Grand Tour Pack is bigger in all directions, but has less capacity because of that false section in the back of the Tour Pack that I showed you in the video. So the Grand Tour Pack is 1.5 inches taller, 1.1 inches longer, 2.6 inches wider, but has 282 cubic inches less capacity. Fun fact, you know what else is 282 inches? An 18th century gallon of ale. So yes, technically, a gallon of beer is about the capacity you're going to lose with the Grand Tour Pack, even though it's larger. To give that a more modern perspective, that's almost 13 cans of beer, so a 12-pack, or more than two handles of whiskey for you bourbon drinkers like me. Now, the other thing we haven't discussed yet is the cost in the parts and accessories catalog. So the new Grand Tour Pack in Vivid Black is $1,200. And the King Tour Pack is $1,200 also for Vivid Black. So the price is the same. I think we've established that the King Tour Pack is more capacity while being a smaller footprint. So when I look at the King versus the Grand Tour Pack from the perspective of someone like myself who maybe has a new gen Street Glide, a 2024 and up, but not a Limited, and if I were wanting to buy one of these, which one would I choose? Well, I put over 15,000 miles on my motorcycle with a Chop Pack on it, and nobody ever said, oh, that's the old style. That doesn't look right on your new bike. So I don't think the styling is a key difference. If you just prefer the look of the Grand Tour Pack, then great. I think the real advantage of the Grand Tour Pack is the two large full-face helmet capacities because of that hump in the lid. And if that's something you need, then the Grand Tour Pack makes sense. I don't run a full-face helmet often, and if I did, I still wouldn't lock it up in my Tour Pack. I'm not worried about someone stealing it. It's just never happened to me, and I'm not really worried about it. I generally run a half helmet or a three-quarter helmet. Unless the weather's bad, I don't want to wear a full-face helmet. It's just personal preference. So if you're like me and you care more about capacity and how much stuff you can haul in that Tour Pack than you do the two helmets, you're probably going to want to choose the King Tour Pack. There's not a huge difference one way or the other, in my opinion. Two helmets, accommodation versus overall capacity really makes the deciding factor to me. I hope this helps you guys decide which Tour Pack is maybe the right choice for you, and you get a better look at the Tour Packs and understand the differences between them. And obviously, I've now got my first look at a Street Glide Limited, so you can be expecting that video to be coming in the next couple weeks as well. Now, I haven't talked a lot about it in the videos, but I am going to be on the Harley-Davidson press ride this year, and that means I am going to be riding the new Limiteds. So we'll actually be riding them for a few days and ending up at Daytona Beach Bike Week. So I will get a real experience of packing all my gear in this Tour Pack, using it, carrying all my stuff with me as we travel for a few days. So maybe I'll have a different opinion about that false back once I use it some, but I'll let you guys know. You know, I'm going to do a full review on the Limited, my first ride, and I'll make sure I talk about that in that video as well. So if you want to see videos like that in the future, make sure you are subscribed and ring that bell to be notified when I drop a new video. All right, I want to give a big thanks to Teddy Morris, Renegade Harley-Davidson, for letting me come in here, film bikes, film Tour Packs, kind of let me do whatever I want here. Big, huge thanks to them. I got to run into Albert today, who recognized me from the channel. He was in here shopping, looking at this bike specifically. We had a great conversation about that. Shout out to Albert. If you guys see me somewhere, just stop and say hi. I'm just another Joe like the rest of y'all. All right, I'm going to get home. Y'all stay safe. Keep on riding. Remember, if you like this video, subscribe, thumbs up, all that good stuff. We'll see you in the next one.